Seventh graders at Floyd Dryden Middle School are learning advanced math and science concepts this year by building underwater remote-operated vehicles. The Sea Perch program trains teachers to build the robots and gives them ideas for classroom use. The first National Sea Perch Challenge will be held in Philadelphia next May. And as KTOO's Casey Kelly reports, some Floyd Dryden students hope to compete.
On your mark, get set. Go!
At the Augustus Brown Swimming Pool, Rebecca Farrell signals her students to start their robots. Each kid uses a remote control to maneuver the submersible away from the wall of the pool, through a hula hoop, and back to the wall. Then they hand the remote to a teammate, who repeats the exercise. The Floyd Dryden Middle School teacher organized this friendly competition to try out the bots, which the class has been working on since October.
There's physics involved, there's definitely engineering. Newton's law, push, pull, different kinds of like measurements and Archimedes' principle.
Sea Perch robots come in a kit, which costs about $120. It includes all the stuff needed to make an underwater vehicle: PVC pipe, electrical wire, small plastic propellers, and about 100 other parts. As the students raced their robots through the hula hoops, they had to deal with a variety of problems, ranging from faulty batteries to missing motors.
In competition, when this actually happens, you're probably going to be stuck with one motor, so you have to figure that one out.
The kids enjoyed building the robots so much that Farrell hopes to take two teams to the first National Sea Perch Challenge next May in Philadelphia. During the competition, they'll be navigating their robots through an obstacle course and completing a challenge based on the recent Gulf oil spill, where underwater remote vehicles were used to cap the blown-out well.
The simulation is actually just bubbles coming up out of the water, and they have to work as a team to do it, so it's a two-person team, so I want to take two teams with an alternate.
In a field that's traditionally male-dominated, the Floyd Dryden students going to the national competition are all girls. One of the goals of the Sea Perch program is to increase students' interest in math and science. 12-year-old Sophia Kalki says the project has opened her eyes to various career options.
It involves science and math and marine biology and electricity.
Kalki's teammate, Amanda Bicknell, says she's looking forward to the national competition and showing what the Floyd Dryden students have learned.
It's a great opportunity for us to be from Alaska and get to go and to represent our school and our state.
The competition is on the campus of Drexel University. The girls are trying to raise travel expenses and are taking donations of cash and airline miles. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.